is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police continue looking into clues linking 22-year-old Tyler Robinson to Charlie Kirk. Robinson turning himself in the evening after Kirk's murder. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Authorities in Utah are poring over what they call a mountain of evidence against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the man authorities say fired that single fatal shot, killing Charlie Kirk. The district attorney saying they hope to file charges by tomorrow, but authorities say they're receiving little help from the suspect who turned himself in Thursday.
There was a memorial service for Charlie Kirk last night at the Kennedy Center. Vice President J.D. Vance substituting for Charlie Kirk today on Kirk's talk show, expected to start at noon on the streaming platform Rumble. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on a two-day trip to Israel as the IDF intensifies its attacks on northern Gaza, flattening high-rise buildings, killing at least 13. Venezuela accusing the U.S. of illegally boarding one of its fishing boats in search of drugs, which were not found. This is ABC News.
Now this news update in Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. Assembly Republicans' plan for the fall session includes several education-focused bills. Sturgeon Bay Representative Joel Kitchens says his would overhaul the state's math curriculum, while Greenville Representative Dave Murphy wants to make it easier for high school students to earn dual credit that counts toward a college diploma. A member of Wisconsin's congressional delegation is assigning blame for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. In a series of social media posts, 3rd District Republican Derek Van Orden blamed the Democrats and the media for Kirk's murder and declared the gloves are off. And Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary and CEO Missy Hughes will resign her position effective this coming Friday. Hughes joined the Evers administration in 2019 after previously serving as general counsel and chief mission officer at Wisconsin-based dairy cooperative Organic Valley. Todd Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. If you need to remodel, get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. BathClad at 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65. 99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:04. Here is Stevie Nicks. Stand back on Max FM.
What?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:09 on Monday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, sunny, a high of 84. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 58. On Tuesday, sunny, a high of 85. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low of 60. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 85. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 84. Looking ahead to the weekend, we see shower chances start again on Friday. Temperatures in the mid-70s with shower chances throughout the weekend. Currently, it is 64 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. It's a perfect morning for a nice turtle latte from the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, located at 108 3rd Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. It is time for Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society. Emily, we have two great Pets of the Week. We have Chester and Peter. To make an appointment to meet them, you can call the Humane Society at 608-356-2520. To fill out adoption paperwork, go to sockhumane.org. Emily, please tell us about Peter.
Peter's so cute. Peter's a little black, little fluffball. He's a 4-year-old black cat who's as sweet as they come. This easygoing guy is quick to purr, and he's just as happy curled up in your lap as he is chasing after toys or exploring cat tunnels. He doesn't mind being picked up and carried, which makes him an all-around cuddle buddy. Peter has a playful side, too. Toss him a toy or sprinkle a little fresh catnip, and he'll light up with joy. With his affectionate nature and calm temperament, he is the type of cat who will fit right into a loving home. Peter has so much love to share and is ready to give his whole heart to someone who will make him a part of their family. He's neutered and up to date on his vaccinations, and he is something else. And I'm sorry. Peter for a cat is just the greatest name in the world.
Yes, it is. I was thinking the same thing. A cat named Peter, and this cat is absolutely adorable. I mean, go to sockhumane.org to check him out. Oh, my goodness. And look at that. Look at his face just staring back into the camera.
I know. He's ready for you, folks. He is ready for you. Everybody loves a cute little black kitty. I mean, he's just so... He's got those yellow eyes, and it sounds like, you know, we were talking about last week, a lot of kitties don't really love being picked up or cuddled.
Right.
If they do, they're, like, extra special, and he's extra extra because he likes both. So, like if you are feeling at all interested in a kitty cat in your life, please check Peter out. He is so lovely. You can give them a call always at 608-356-2520. You can also check out all the animals for adoption at sockhumane.org, and... Tell us about Chester.
Yes, Chester is a 3-year-old Siberian Husky with a lovable, free-spirited personality and a heart that's ready for adventure. He came to the shelter through no fault of his own when his previous owner moved away, and now he's hoping for a new family to share his next chapter with. This easygoing boy is playful, smart, and happiest when he's on the go. Chester walks well on a leash and would be the perfect partner for hiking trails, tossing a frisbee, or enjoying time outdoors. Now, like most Huskies, he is full of energy and will need daily activity to keep him happy and healthy, along with some structure to guide him. Now, Chester is not a fan of cats, but he could thrive with a dog buddy by his side. With his beautiful coat and joyful personality, Chester is ready to be your loyal, adventurous companion. He is up to date on vaccinations and will be neutered prior to adoption. You can visit the website, sockhumane.org, to view all the adoptable animals. Cat and adoptions include the spay or neuter surgery, a microchip, and current vaccinations. And again, go check them out, Emily. They are just so absolutely adorable.
They are. And just a little note about, I mean, some of you out there know that, you know, my past career, I took care of dogs for a living. And a little note about Siberian Huskies, which is really nice, is that if you're a person that likes outdoor fun in the winter, this is the dog for you. Like, if you like to be out and about when the weather's not hot, I'm kind of one of those. I really like the fall, spring, and I do like the winter. I like being out in the snow. Huskies are the happiest that could be out in the winter.
Oh,
in the
yes.
snow. So, I mean, you know, our listening area, I know people are outdoorsy. I know people like to get out, do cabin stuff, do hiking, do snowmobiling, stuff like that. This is a dog. I don't know if you can go on a snowmobile, but I mean, this is a dog that can come with you on those types of adventures because they're happiest outside in the winter. Plus, they like to just hang out outside in the snow.
Right.
Like, you don't have to worry about, oh, no, the dog's getting cold. We got to let him back in, or he needs a sweater or any of that stuff. Like, he would love to be out in the winter. So, if you've got space, you know, outdoors where you live, or you like to be outdoors, like, this is the dog for you for sure. He's so beautiful. He's so beautiful. He's got blue eyes just blazing through the camera. Check him out. Check out Peter. You know, Dave and I obviously are, you know, we have big, big, big hearts for furry companions. And we're so honored to be able to share the information with you all on Mondays. So just, you know, go check them out. Show support. You can always do some donations to, you know, always they will take monetary donations at Sauk County Humane Society. Also, they will take things like peanut butter for Kongs. They're always going to take cleaning supplies. You know, feel free to message them or call them up and say, hey, what do you guys need? I heard you on the radio. What can I do to help? So they are, you know, they're always going to welcome anything with open arms. They also do volunteer opportunities, lots of things. So get involved, folks. It'll make you happy.
Most definitely. Again, sockhumane.org for more information. Emily, you're going to be back in just minutes. We're going to celebrate some calendar days.
Sweet. Looking forward to that.
I am as well. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesday, Wing Night Thursday, and $12.99 buffet Monday through Wednesday from 2 to 4. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a brat sale. This will be Saturday, September 20th at Fresh Market, 935 8th Street in Baraboo. Enjoy delicious brats, hot dogs, burgers, and more. Basco brat sale from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Fresh Market, September 20th. Learn more at booseniors.org. And it's time again for Baraboo Oktoberfest. This will be happening at Circus World in Baraboo. Get a taste of Bavarian culture and celebrate Wisconsin's German roots. Live music, German cuisine, Oktoberfest-style beer is going to all be on tap. Wonderful entertainment kicks off at 3:30. It's $10 in advance at the Chamber of Commerce or $12 at the door. Again, this is September 20th from 3 until 9 p.m. Oktoberfestbaraboo.com for all the details. And make sure to mark those calendars for September 27th. It is Sauk County Clean Sweep. Opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose environmental risks, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. There'll also be fees to collect some electronic items and appliances, as well as tires. This is all happening at the old Sauk County landfill. All the details on what is accepted can be found by checking out their Facebook page. Just visit Sauk County Clean Sweep on Facebook. Again, this is September 27th from 8 a.m. until noon. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Let's head on down the road. The there somewhere. I gotta go, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. We're going to celebrate some calendar days, Emily. And what do you see on our list today?
Well, I see Dot Day. I really like that. Dot Day.
Dot Day.
I think it's an opportunity to wear polka dots, to celebrate polka dots. I didn't get too far into reading about it, but I just like it. I do like a polka dot style. So I appreciate that there's different colored and different sized dots in this picture. And I say go for it. Find your polka dots. Wear them today.
And it is also World Engineers Day. It is celebrated to appreciate our engineers and their contributions to society. Engineers are professionals who invent, design, and build complex systems, structures, and materials in order to fulfill functional objectives. Yeah, engineers are important, right, Emily?
Absolutely. I think you might know a little bit of something about that. Yeah, engineers are important. We wouldn't have much of the things that we do today without engineering. So I think we should definitely celebrate that in all the ways that it shows up in your life. There's a couple of food ones on here I want to hit. I know we're going to cruise out the door here in a hot second so you can talk about football with Havel. But National Double Cheeseburger Day, yippee. I split a double cheeseburger with somebody yesterday, so I think that counts. That's a crazy amount of food that I don't usually go for, but man, it sounded good, and it was good. Got to split it, so basically I think I just had a regular cheeseburger, but that works out. It's also...
Well, it's a double
it's also
cheese.
National... Yeah, it's also National Linguine Day, and that pasta dish, I love linguine. It holds together, in my opinion, a little bit better than spaghetti in terms of, like, it's a little more dense. So if you end up with spaghetti, sometimes it can be a little mushy because, you know, it's hard to get it cooked just right. Linguine holds up. It's a little less temperamental than spaghetti, and it holds in sauces and stuff better. So there's some basil on there. Looks great. What else do you see, Dave?
All right, it is National Cream de Mint Day, you know, tasty beverage there. It is also National Cheese Toast Day. I'm going to say grilled cheese, you know, because it's really grilled cheese. And they have Swiss cheese in there that's not even hardly melted in our picture. I'm like, come on. That is not how you make grilled cheese.
Yeah, this, what is happening?
Yeah.
Usually they have really good-looking food pictures on here.
That
but
one's not.
Nah.
And then it's Butterscotch Cinnamon Pie Day today. I've never even heard of that before. So, and again, the picture I'm going to just say is interesting, to say the least. I'm not sure where they got the pictures from today, but I have a lot of questions on that one. And then, of course, we heard in our show opener today, it is National Thank You Day. It is also known as National Gratitude Day or World Gratitude Day. And we celebrate it to encourage people worldwide to reflect on and express thanks and positive things in their world, Emily.
I love it. I have so much gratitude for everything, but you all listening, I have so much gratitude towards all of our listeners. Thank you so much always for listening and supporting the morning show. We are so happy to be here. We're so lucky to be here. I have tons of gratitude to you, Dave. Thank you for all you do. There's so much that Dave Grant does in the back end that people aren't aware of what it takes to get this show off the ground and all the other things that are going on the radio station and in other stations for civic media. So, Dave, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for being here. We always appreciate you having you here on the mornings. And I do want to say I'm so thankful for all of our Max FM staff, because we have just quite the team that works so well together. We are so grateful to have this team assembled for Max FM. And we actually have new employees starting here, so we're excited about that. And so we have a new board operator that's in place to help out with sports, so we're thankful for that. And there's going to be another exciting announcement soon, but I can't spill the beans on that one yet. I'm trying my best not to spill the beans on that one.
He's super great at holding secrets in, so we'll see if he bursts out with some secret. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you do, because you got a message about it, but yes.
I know what's I don't know what's going to happen in terms of you keeping secrets.
Oh, not going to happen.
I think
well,
you might actually burst.
Oh, yeah, this is exciting.
Because you're like a little kid in candy shop.
I am.
You get excited, you know?
It's a good thing. So some very good things. Yeah. Exciting news. No major changes. I'll warn everyone of that. But it's just an addition to the Max FM staff. A temporary addition. We'll just go with that for now. Emily, you'll be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10 a.m. for more shenanigans.
Fantastic. Everybody have a wonderful Monday and a great start to your week, and enjoy that summer weather. It's coming again today.
Yes, it is. 8:35, we'll be hanging with Havel and Dave. We're going to talk about all the NFL things that are happening this week or over the weekend as well. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, we'll look at local sports, regional sports, and the weather on Max FM.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items, or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report. On Friday night, we saw Port Washington 23 over Portage 14. Sauk Prairie played Beaver Dam, with Sauk Prairie winning that game 45-14. Also, Adams Friendship played Waupun, Waupun 54, Adams 6. And in Wisconsin Dells, they unfortunately lost 34-42 to Ripon. Coming up tonight, we have Baraboo Thunderbirds tennis versus Sauk Prairie High School at home at 4:15. Also, Baraboo Thunderbirds JV football versus Central High School, 6 p.m. tonight. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Packers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers back at practice today, getting ready to head to Cleveland to face the Browns on Sunday. Baseball. It turns out that Bob Uecker, before he died, wrote a letter to the team that if the Brewers reached the playoffs, they could open and read it, which they did Saturday night in the clubhouse.
I got a letter today from Uke. Before we toast, I want to read it. Howdy, boys. Never a doubt you would get this invitation. You did it by believing. Really miss you guys, and I wish I was there. Things are good. The God Almighty picked me to be on his team up here, albeit I'm the third catcher. It's a great league. No day games after night games. No shadows. Told the big guy about you guys. Play hard every night. You're not afraid to play for each other. He's obviously very interested in a group with this uncommon goodness. Enjoy it. Keep it light and believe in each other.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. If you need to remodel, get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. BathClad at 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Reedsburg's maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. We have Hanging with Havel coming up. That is brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh pick favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Right now, it's time for another edition of Hanging with Havel and Dave, right here on 99.7 Max FM. I would like to welcome in Chris Havel, a familiar voice to our listeners, for a seventh season of Great Packers Talk each Monday and Friday, 8:35 a.m. during the Packers football season. Chris began covering the Packers in 1991 as the Press Gazette sports columnist and later as a host of Sportsline The Fan in Green Bay. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing on this Monday morning?
Well, it's going to be a beautiful week. The weather is outstanding, and the Packers are in a wonderful, wonderful position to do amazing things this year. So I guess we can dive into it. It was an interesting weekend.
It was a very interesting weekend of football, to say the least. I mean, the Lions roared past the Bears, 52-21. That was just an absolute blowout. You know, I'm not even going to say what the Bears still. I'm just going to move along.
The Bears are the Bears.
Yes. And that, okay, the Falcons took down the Vikings and first-year starting quarterback J.J. McCarthy, 22-6. That game was very interesting, to say the least. And then the Eagles beat the Kansas City Chiefs 20-17 to stay unbeaten. So, Chris, let's start with that blowout of the Lions. Did the Bears even show up? I don't think so.
Man, I mean, they must have really been crushed from that loss to the Vikings, because the last hurrah for the Bears, the Lions, and it's fairly crazy when you think about how this goes. The Lions needed more than 50 plays, Dave, in three quarters to get in the end zone against the Packers. Sunday, they needed 5 plays in less than 3 minutes to get a touchdown against the Bears.
Right.
So, and then the Bears responded, tied it up 7-7 with the next possession. You know what? That was their last hurrah. They got outscored 45-14 the rest of the way. And that matchup of the former co-coaches, Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson, the mouthy Bears head coach, 1-0 Campbell. So, yeah. I got to say, they probably took it to heart after getting that butt kicking by the Packers, and the Lions really looked ready, Dave.
The Lions looked like a whole different team yesterday. A week later, I mean, I've got a very good friend who's a Lions fan, and he's already starting the trash talking about Thanksgiving, if that says anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's his mouthfuls for Thanksgiving.
Exactly. I hope he's listening this morning, because that, you know, and the Lions really dominated that game. The Bears just didn't stand any chance whatsoever. I mean, I was shocked by the difference in the way that team looked.
I thought the Bears' defense was better than that, and they flat out quit on Dennis Allen, right, who is a really good coordinator. Jared Goff, though, 5 touchdown passes, 3 to Amon-Ra St. Brown. And after that Packers-Lions game on our show in Green Bay, I said, man, I imagine Lions fans aren't real thrilled about the lack of the use of St. Brown in the opener. Well, lo and behold, 3 touchdowns yesterday. And then Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, the running game looks a lot better against the Bears than did the Packers. 151 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. So I guess, you know, the Lions seem like they're back on track. And it's funny, because Dan Campbell keeps getting asked, you know, you lost Ben Johnson, your play caller. What are you going to do? And Dan Campbell said, this train keeps rolling, and it's always going to start with the players. Translation, if you got great players, you got a chance to win no matter who the coach is. So I think that was kind of a backhanded shot on Ben Johnson. But, boy, oh, boy, they really took it to him. It was fairly impressive.
It was. Now, what was not impressive was the Vikings' offense. Ooh. They looked it was horrible with McCarthy at quarterback. I mean, what's the Vikings' future look like at this point? Because, I mean, it didn't look good.
Well, I tell you what, last night, Vikings fans and their former quarterback, Kirk Cousins, spent the entire evening doing the same thing. They spent on watching the Falcons' defense make J.J. McCarthy look like a first-year starter that he is. Six sacks, five in the first half. And I got to say, McCarthy, coming off the NFC Offensive Player of the Week award, some might say he won it back-to-back weeks because there was not a more offensive quarterback in the NFL over the weekend than J.J. McCarthy. I mean, they were so far inside his helmet. At one point, I half expected the Falcons logo to come flying out of his ear hole. I mean, McCarthy had no clue. He was butterflies in his stomach, Falcons flying around in his head, and he didn't know whether it was up or down. So I got 11 for 21, 158 yards, two picks, no touchdowns, 37.5 passer rating. When your passer rating is darn near your jersey number and you're a quarterback, never good.
Not good at all. I mean, it's just the Vikings, just I don't know what happened to them in that game, and I wonder what's going to happen with them in the future after that. I think they're going to have to shore up the offensive line and get McCarthy's head back into this game after that game.
Well, it looks like they're going to stick with him through thick and thin. And last night, it couldn't have been much worse than it was. They keep saying, well, when we get left tackle Christian Darrisaw back, okay, you might buy another half a tick before McCarthy makes a bad decision.
Right.
You know, I don't know, think long, think wrong in his case before they lower the boom. I mean, he did look every part the first-time starter. It was kind of embarrassing. Like, are they ever going to get a first down? If not for a 50-yarder to Justin Jefferson and then another 38-yarder late, I mean, he barely throws for 100 yards. So at this point, I mean, the NFC North, they're two front runners and two also-rans. Anyway, looks to me, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, and so it's going to be interesting to see how the NFC North shakes out from then after this 2 weeks. I mean, very interesting start to the season, to say the least.
Oh, no doubt. You know, it was crazy because on the other side in Chicago, Caleb Williams got taken out for the last series, and that was after a terrible interception. And Ben Johnson said, no, I had nothing to do with this poor play. The game was just so far out of reach. Well, okay, it's his dumpster fire. I mean, he lit it. He can try to keep it up. Because you know what? If it was because of poor play, really? Caleb Williams, this great thing again for Bears fans, and now we're 2 weeks in and he's getting benched? Oh, it's just because, well, at least it's for the best of reasons, I guess. It wasn't because he was injured or any of that, or they were, you know, so far ahead would have been nice, but I guess when you get blown out, you pull them as well. But I got to say, of all the storylines coming up, and it's still a ways off, the Packers don't get the Bears till Sunday, December 7th, the day that'll live in infamy in Packers history, with all due respect, perhaps because Johnson was the one that mouthed off, Dave, about how he's really going to enjoy beating the Packers just like he did the Lions. Well, he doesn't get to stand behind Dan Campbell's skirt anymore, so he can try to figure it out on his own. And I'm telling you, I think he wrote a check that his players can't cash. So
I would agree.
But the Packers will not forget of that. The media won't let him forget about it.
No, we're not going to let him forget either. I mean, that's what
it's our job, Dave.
That's exactly it. Now, the Eagles, they keep on winning. That is something that is just, I mean, they have been a great team to watch. Can you get any idea if the Packers have closed the gap through the 2 weeks with them? Because, wow, what a game they had.
I mean, you know what? They look like they're serious about trying to win this thing back-to-back, and there'll be some rough spots for them, too, like there always is with teams. And then players start to get a little full of themselves, and maybe they think after a Super Bowl, you know, the next big contract and all that. But bottom line, whether you like Nick Sirianni or not, and there are a fair amount of NFL fans who think the guy's a joke, yeah, he won a Super Bowl. And you know what? He got him there twice already, so I don't know. I mean, I don't think the Eagles are going anywhere. And at the end of the day, it's right now anyway, it's hard to see any other trifecta than Eagles, Packers, Lions, two of those three in the NFC Championship game. But until further notice, you know, then the Cowboys, they kind of, man, talk about the Giants just giving one away to Dallas, 41-38
wow,
in
yes.
overtime. But again, I think that speaks more to how awful the Cowboys could be because I don't think the Giants are very good at all. So, and then with that, you know, we get these metrics on the Packers, Dave. Always kind of interesting after the first week they come out with this in week two.
And now where do the Packers stack up, you know, such as relative athletic score, weight, and experience?
Well, they are, again, third straight season, the youngest team in the NFL, and that is a lot due to the swap of Kenny Clark for Micah Parsons. You pick up 7 years there overall. They also got lighter, and again, that's because Parsons and Clark, they swapped out, but they got better. And then the relative athletic score, last year they were fourth or fifth in the NFL. They're seventh this year, and that combines your speed, your athleticism. These are kind of arbitrary numbers, but they all fit for all 32 teams. The Packers coming up seventh in that, so they got taller, they got lighter, and they are just as athletic. And in terms of experience, they're the youngest team in the league, Dave, but they are above the middle of the pack in player experience. They've got almost 4 years experience, which is well above the league average. So you got players that are young, but the ones you do have, second, third, fourth year guys, Dave, they've all played. They played in the playoffs. They've been around the block. They know what's going on.
They definitely do. And I mean, again, it's a very young team. And so it's been exciting to watch. I mean, some of the games over the weekend, not as exciting to watch, quite honestly. I did watch a couple of them just because, you know, I was curious to see what was going to happen with the Lions yesterday. Now, we have the Packers who are traveling to Cleveland to face the Browns this coming weekend. Is there anything we want to talk about on that game before we call the show today? Because, you know, it's the Browns.
Well, it is the Browns. You're right. And they look every bit as awful as they have. The Ravens, I thought, would clean their clock, besides all the brave talk from the Browns and Delpit, the safety, who's a good player, but he's talking how he's going to run Derrick Henry over. Well, he happened to catch Henry, who was already going down, with a vicious shot the last season when they played. And he kept running that highlight, and he was talking trash, and it ended up looking like another blowout. So the Ravens take care of the Browns. I will say this, I pray for the Packers' sake and Jordan Love's by extension that Zach Tom's ready to roll this week at right tackle. I can't imagine Anthony Belton even barely getting a piece of Myles Garrett on his way to Love. Darian Kennard only slightly, well, maybe more, quite a bit better than Belton at this stage as a rookie, but you better have Zach Tom to square off best player versus best player, and we'll see how that goes at right tackle. And then the other thing, you know, the Packers, 4 out of 5 games on the road coming up here in a stretch. They do have a bye over that, and they've got the Bengals, who now another injury to Joe Burrow, which is just terrible. I feel bad for that guy. I hope he recovers and comes back 100% the day after the Packers play the Bengals.
Right, well, that's exactly it, because he's going to undergo surgery. Apparently, he has a grade 3 turf toe injury is what is being reported this morning. And so, you know, he was injured in the second quarter yesterday, and so, yeah, that was not good. So he is going to be out, and they have not said – they expect him to miss at least 3 months following surgery is what they're reporting this morning. He's not going to be –
okay. Thanks for that info, Dave. I did not realize it was going to be quite that long. So, yeah, I mean, that changes the whole thing. So you got 4 road games, the 1 home game, the Bengals without their quarterback. And I think for Matt LaFleur, if I know him a little bit before we pack it up here today really going to make sure that these guys are on point on how they handle road games and the road trips and all of that. He doesn't want any foolishness. It's a business trip. He'll all the cliches we hear, but they're cliches for a reason. And I think it's good to get the Browns the first one. It's not a lengthy trip. It's not like going to the West Coast or really a hostile environment like Philadelphia. They're all hard, but say what you will, I think Cleveland, it's a nice entry-level entrance into the life of road games. They get that down, and they get set. They get the bye to refresh, so it's shaping up nice, because after that, if I got my math right, after that, they will have, let's see, they've had 2 home games, so they've got 9 this year, so they'll have 7 home games, is that right?
Yeah.
My math is correct.
I think your math is correct.
They've got 8 road games. So after that whole 4 of 5, they'll have 6 home games, and they will have 4 road games. So 6 of the final 10 are going to be at Lambeau.
Which
so you start out at Lambeau, you go, it is, you got that right. You go out, go away at Lambeau when you want to be in November, December especially. So I like the way it's shaping up, Dave. And, man, I can't wait to preview Browns-Packers, and we'll take a little look at more of the detail of the matchups on Friday. How's that sound?
Yeah, most definitely looking forward to that. You know, one of these days, I got to get to a Packers game in Lambeau. I've yet to do that, and definitely got to do that one of these days, because this season, I think, is going to shape out to be a great season. That's my prediction, and, you know, I look forward to talking Browns with you this Friday.
It'll be fun. You know, neighbors down the road, they started up, apparently, I guess it's legal, an Airbnb. Packer game. Well, I don't know. I can hook you up, and then we can do our hanging with Hovel and Dave. I'll walk down the street.
That would be great.
Breakfast, hang out. And
we might have to figure this one out. I mean, I could take this show on the road. So
I bet you could.
Love to talk.
All right, sounds good, Dave.
Good. Well, thank you so much. You bet. Chris, thank you so much for being here. As always, we appreciate our hanging with Hovel every Monday and Friday. You'll be back Friday, 8:35. We're going to talk about everything with that Browns game.
Great stuff, Dave. Appreciate you, man. Have a wonderful week. Talk Friday.
You bet. You as well. Hanging with Hobbles brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh pick favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the gem city? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on your Monday morning. It's a beautiful morning out there. Currently, it is 66 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, 108 3rd Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. Here's Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world on Max FM.